This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is Sherry Rosenberg, Chief Executive Officer for the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about some of the things coming up this summer, and there's quite a bit coming up and more. So join us for that conversation right after these words.
When someone loses a loved one, they really need support from their friends. Here is Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel to talk about how you can help.
The best thing to do if you know somebody that's had a loss is just talk to them. Let them know that you're there for them. You don't have to avoid them. You don't have to try to come up with something that's scripted. Just be their friend. Knowing that you're there means the world to them.
Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Keeping you informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, and joining me this morning is Sherry Rosenberg, Chief Executive Officer for the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. And boy, you got some busy stuff coming up this summer. First of all, once again, folks can get wild in Pendleton.
Yeah, it's, you know, kicking off again this Saturday, Mileage High. Or High Mileage. Yeah, High Mileage. That makes way more sense. Is actually playing on Saturday. Wild Horse Resort and Casino is, again, our stage sponsor, putting on that music for folks. So we're doing that. Little bit different format this year. Just, you know, we're in a situation where it's a good problem to have. We have so many other events. You know, kind of what we noticed last year was, not that we were competing, but as everything opened up last year, people were really making decisions. I mean, the first year, you know, we were inundated with visitors because we, you know, even though, you know, the world was a, you know, open, so to speak, a lot of folks were still choosing not to have events, not to put things on. And we were, so people really only had one option. Last year they had more than one option. So we were kind of competing regionally, locally, you know, those kinds of things, because people had more options. So we saw a little bit of a downtick on some weekends. So, you know, in hopes of rectifying that, what we're doing this year is, you know, Wild West Beer Fest, that happens June 17th, Jackalope Jamboree, those things. We're still have a huge marketing campaign to bring those folks into town, but it's more of a, you know, get wild this weekend at the Wild West Beer Fest, you know, just really marketing and promoting those, you know, things that we already have going on in town, rather than, you know, trying to, again, compete's not the right word, but right, but for lack of a better word, compete with the events that we have going on. So it'll be a little bit different. This year we're hoping to incorporate you know, bars and restaurants and a couple of those Saturdays with our retail, much more than we have in the past. Just, you know, again, we're just shifting and changing with, you know, what we're hearing, what we're seeing, and, you know, capacity. There's, you know, three of us that have really held strong and continued forward, though we have a big committee. But everybody, you know, we're all wearing 17 different hats right now. And so everybody's really busy, and just the capacity, the human capacity to continue to put some of these things on. So we're just needing to reach out and make sure that, you know, it's sustainable, and, you know, that we all don't lose our minds in the process of trying to wear 17 different hats.
And again,
hats,
not using that word competition, but more the word I was thinking as you were explaining it there is cross promotion. How did it come to be that, you know, you guys are more cross promoting, like you said, get wild at, you know, beer fest or whatever other event is happening? How did that come to be?
Just conversation, you know, again. So Tim McFetridge, Book Armstrong, and I have just, you know, again, been meeting a lot. And then, of course, on our committee, you know, there's Pat Beers, Steve Christman, Liam Hughes, Erica Patton, you know, Roundup again will play a role again this year. Not as big of a role, only because, you know, there again, there's just so many moving parts to this. We really have to, everybody's organization has to justify certain things. You know, do we justify having wagons? Is that sustainable? You know, do we justify a Wild West show? Is that sustainable? What do the Roundup tours look like? You know, this weekend there wouldn't be a Roundup tour because it's graduation. It just, so it's all these moving parts that you're trying to incorporate all of these things. But there will be something. And I think that was our goal as we were speaking, was just as long as there's something and we can just bring people to town. The goal is to bring people to town and then we can filter them from there. You know, it's not always going to be on Main Street. You know, the Beer Fest is down in Roy Raley Park. So it's not always going to be in certain places, but there will be something for everyone every Saturday, you know, from this Saturday till the last Saturday in August. One of the things that we're really excited about this year, August is the only month from about the kickoff of Cattle Barons, which is in May, right? Then we have Beer Fest, Jackalope Jamboree, which are overnights in June, right? July, Whiskey Fest, Bike Week. September, we've got Roundup. October, Oktoberfest. So August is the only month, as we were looking, we didn't have an overnight, a big event. So this year, we're actually the last Saturday in August, which is August 26th, we're actually doing an open mic competition in the hopes, again, of this becoming a bigger, you know, 2-day event, 3-day event, you know, great problems to have. We'll start with a 1-day this year. You can either be a solo artist or a band. It doesn't matter either way. There'll be a cash prize at the end. There'll be other prizes. You know, we're working through that right now. But that should be really super fun. That'll be kind of a day long. You know, if you think you have talent, you know, Pendleton's next idol, so to speak. If you think you have some talent, by all means, you know, we would love to hear from you. So that's something that we're excited about. And again, just, you know, Jackalope started as a 1-day, right? And here they are, a 3-day. They're expanding. I mean, just doing huge things. Great work there. So just kind of that thought process of just organically growing these things to, you know, bring in overnights and have people just, you know, be able to patronize our town and just, you know, continue to, you know, hopefully continue and or build upon our economy, of course, which is always the goal.
Well, that open mic contest sounds quite exciting in and of itself. And there's all these other things that you've mentioned in just a short amount of time for folks that want to know, hey, okay, this weekend, I either have friends in town or family, or I just want to get out of town and try something new and different. Where do they get information, Sherry?
So tribalpendleton.com is the easiest place to get that. It's very prevalent there. Well, it will be right here in the, we just, of course, you know how it is, switched web designers. So they'll be putting that up right. I was just, as we were talking earlier, I'm texting them like, hey, can you fix this really fast on the website? So getting those things up and running, you know, as well. And again, solidifying who's doing what on what Saturday. We're still kind of, you know, everybody, again, is just so busy from business owned. It's a weird vibe right now, right? And so it's just hard to nail people down. It's hard to get in front of people. You know, everybody's excited about things. And yet, it just, for whatever reason, capacity seems to be an issue for everybody, regardless of whether you own your business or are an employee of such, or, you know, you're Hill Mead or you're LL Bevington. I mean, it crosses all boundaries right now in just people's, you know, capacity to take on one more thing. You know, when COVID hit, we did lose, and not to anything tragic, but we did lose a huge volunteer base, and that volunteer base hasn't come back. So now the same events are going on, but rather than having 100 volunteers, we have 50. And so those 50 are taking on, you know, more than maybe they did in the past. So people are really, I mean, hear it a lot, really picking and choosing what they're putting their time, energy, and effort into right now, because they just really are kind of at that, you know, I don't want to say burnout, but just making those choices on what's really going to fit with them and their life and what they can, you know, put their heart and soul in and feel good about.
All right. Talking this morning with Sherry Rosenberg, Chief Executive Officer. We have much more to discuss, and we'll do that right after this. And by the way, Sherry is with the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. Don't want to forget mentioning that. We'll be right back.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Tom Penner and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was having some lower back pain. There was a steady ache, and you wouldn't feel like doing anything. And an MRI, x-rays, and all that good stuff. And they were talking surgery, and that was way down at the bottom of my list.
How effective are the ozone treatments?
A lot of days I can go without any back pain at all. I don't even know it's there.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
At McKay Creek Estates, every day brings something new and exciting for our residents. We're so much more than bingo. From day trips, poker nights, to manicures and happy hours, our team works hard to create moments that bring residents joy and fulfillment. We invite you to come visit and experience the fun for yourself as we celebrate life at every age. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/McKay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/McKay Creek.
In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, wheat farmers used up to 40 mules to pull combines through the hills of wheat country. The Umatilla County Historical Society presents the 19th annual Old Iron Show. Experience the sights, sounds, and mechanical marvels which led those mules out of the fields for the last time. Tractors, engines, cars, trucks, horse-drawn, and hand-powered machinery will be on display at the free show June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Roy Raley Park, Pendleton.
Hamley Steakhouse and Saloon is now open for lunch. This downtown iconic steakhouse is the perfect setting for business lunches, as well as a convenient gathering place for family and friends. Have your lunch order ready when you arrive, or take it to go with Hamley.com online ordering. Our expanded lunch menu features the popular Wild Horse Wapiti Elk Burger. Plus, Wild Horse Club Wild members receive up to 15% off your menu selection. See you at Hamley's, now serving lunch Tuesday through Saturday, corner of Court and Main, Pendleton.
Get around town for free. The City of Pendleton Letter Bus Transit is a bus system within the city limits and has 11 stops a day at 30 locations throughout town. Cost of the ride is free, and the bus operates 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For route and schedule information, please visit our website at www.pendleton.or.us/transportation or call 541-276-6476. Letter Bus Transit is brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Rosenberg, and we talked the first segment about getting wild and all the things happening throughout the summer. Another big event coming up, and I know people really do enjoy this for all sorts of different reasons, and that's 4th of July.
4th of July, yeah. So last year, I had found maybe 2 years ago this old list of community activities that we did in the 4th of July, and it's literally like the paper is turning yellow, like this is old. And of course, you know, Fred Bradbury at the time was really kicking off that 4th of July parade, getting that up and running and those kinds of things again. So I said, you know, we have got to give this to Fred. Like, I just am not comfortable throwing this away. Let's give this to Fred. And of course, he'll do something brilliant with it. And of course, he did. Right. And so he took that actually to Donna, bigger staff at the city, and her and some of, you know, folks were just looking at it and, oh, my gosh, this would be great. And sometime we should do this. And, you know, having those conversations. And it was, you know, kind of funny, as we all do. Donna says, so why don't we do this? You know, here everybody kicks us. Wow, that would have been cool. Why don't we? Obviously, we're capable of doing that. We should do that. And so her and Susan jumped on board and have been doing it. And so did a big community thing last year. It was really well received. Just a lot of fun. Just the old, you know, watermelon, you know, seed spitting content, you know, the stuff that like just back in the day was just simple and fun. And so they did that last year. The fireworks themselves, Jerry Imslim, I'm sure everybody knows, you know, he is so instrumental, him and the Rotary Club on raising funds for that and those kinds of things. He's decided to step away, you know, this year. So the city, you know, came to the chamber and said, hey, can you help out? You know, of course, you know, we can help out. And so we're kind of taking that piece of it a little bit, is doing the donations for the fireworks and that kind of thing. That's how it's funded. I mean, there's no, you know, big corporation that just comes in and hands us $15,000, or the city, I think it's up to $18,000 now to do fireworks. It's just, that's not how that works. So it is an absolute community driven, community funded event. So that's our piece of it this year, is just that funding and going after those. So you'll be getting letters and things from me here soon. We are getting some donations in, which is great. We just got some flyers and things, posters printed. Those will be scattered around town actually tomorrow afternoon. They have a QR code right on them. You can just donate straight from your phone. It is tax deductible. You know, there's already increments in there that you can choose, or you can choose your own if you want to give more than that, certainly. But we're excited to get the community a little bit more involved. It's been driven pretty heavily from the businesses as far as the funding piece of it. And this year we just wanted to open it up to everybody. Like, everybody likes fireworks. If you can give $10, great. Drop it off at the chamber. Again, it's tax deductible. You know, if you want to give more than that, that's fantastic too. We have had some bigger sponsors in the past, and, you know, we'll reach out to those and hopefully get up to the $18,000 mark. You know, the city stepped up, you know, to help with the funding and make sure they are put on this year. If we, you know, anything we come short, you know, they're willing to help in that way, you know, and then we're going to see kind of what happens next year. We have some ideas for next year. you know, we're pretty heavy drone here. I don't know if anybody's ever seen, little cat out of the bag here a little bit, seen the drone lightning shows. That's something that we actually are in the talks of right now. Like, why in this heavy drone area are we not looking into those drone fireworks? They're brilliant. They're amazing. If you've ever seen them, that's what they do. You know, Super Bowl, those kinds of things. They have about, I don't even know, some ridiculous amount of drones flying. Ours, of course, would not be that big, but it certainly would be that spectacular, so to speak. So, you know, who knows if that comes to fruition, but just thinking outside the box. And again, we have so many, you know, we're so drone heavy here, and it's become so, you know, integral into our economics that how cool would that be to then, you know, just highlight it in the community in a way that they've never seen before. So, you know, maybe that's a possibility. Maybe we just do old traditional fireworks. I don't know. But, you know, just trying to step up and help out and, you know, make sure that some of these things continue that, you know, a lot of people, you know, such as Mr. Bradbury, have worked really hard to push forward. So.
Now, the actual 4th of July this year is on a Tuesday, and I know sometimes communities shift their 4th of July celebrations, you know, for a weekend or, you know, a Friday or anything, but for the city of Pendleton, all of this is actually happening on July 4th, is it not?
Yeah. Except the fireworks. The fireworks will be the night before.
The night before,
yep, okay. The fireworks are actually the night before on the 3rd, and then, you know, everything kicks off. The parade is on Tuesday, those kinds of things. So yeah. And because there was just a conflict with the fire, there's not a lot of pyrotechs out there either, you know, anymore in, you know, you think about 4th of July and the hundreds and thousands of communities across the country that need a pyrotech group. So you kind of have to, you know, be flexible in that, in scheduling those kinds of things. So that's why they're the night before, is just, you know, we're stretching those folks thin. So they'll do that night. And then they're in a different community on actually Tuesday. So
there's actually a community within the Columbia Basin. They probably don't want this secret out, but they use the fireworks left over from the team that loses the Apple Cup every year.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked one time, I was like, hey, those are, you know, those are either Cougar colors or Husky colors. And they're like, well, you know, they lost the Apple Cup last year, so we got their fireworks.
We got the fireworks.
And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so. Well, and that's the great thing about the drones. You can actually do full-on, like, logos in the skies and just some really creative, fun things that, you know, I mean, the fireworks are getting more and more spectacular, too, and the things that they can do. But just, again, some fun stuff. But those are one of the things, right, that you can kind of put those things up there and see.
And don't forget lasers. Some communities have moved to lasers too. And, and those are pretty impressive. Well, hey, that again is 4th of July. It's coming up before you know it. So fireworks on July 3rd, the parade, the community, all the watermelon seed spinning, all that other stuff that Sherry mentioned is actually on the 4th of July. And that's going to be where the community event. Sherry, is that at
Roy Raley?
Roy Raley.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And again, if you guys have any questions, that is our listeners, be sure to check out Travel Pendleton and Pendleton Chamber of Commerce website. And again, get those donations out and you'll be seeing flyers and posters and information about 4th of July coming up, as Sherry mentioned. Well, we're going to take another break, come back, continue our conversation. So stay with us.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours, online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Breaking news. The Port of Wawa and its partner Alaska Airlines are excited to announce the return of the second round-trip flight between Walla Walla and Seattle. This second flight commences on September 6, 2023 at the Walla Walla Regional Airport with an early a.m. departure and a late p.m. arrival. Let's rally around this expanded air service and fly Walla Walla. Book your tickets today at alaskaair.com. Remember, free parking.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the city of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Time to get the deck ready for summer. Zimmerman & Company True Value can get you started and has expert advice to give you a hand. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got all the sanding equipment, all the stains and deck paints.
Do you have a recommendation of when is a good time to paint?
Yeah, when it's above 65 degrees and humidity is, you know, relatively low. I think across the board, you want to make sure it's in between that, like, 65 to 90 pretty much.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Sherry Rosenberg, Chief Executive Officer of Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, we have asked you about this in previous interviews, and you said, just hang on, hold on. It's coming, and I'll be able to talk about it at a later date. And I think today you got some more information and new information regarding the Travel Pendleton Director.
Or just some. I think I've only let you guys say that we're looking. Like, we cannot speak of this, right? This that cannot be named. Yeah, so we've gone through another round of applicants. This round was really a really good round of applicants. First round of applicants we had, every single one of them was from out of town. And nobody, you know, we did our interviews and things, and we just, whatever that thing that each of us is looking for just was not there, you know, so we opened it back up. And, you know, I think the only thing I have said on here is, like, I'm not just putting a warm body in that chair. Like, I don't have any kind of time for that. So we need to make sure this person is the right person. There's so much that goes in. Pendleton is such an awesome community, but Pendleton can be a challenging community in just, you know, in our history, in our culture, in the workload, in the things that you really have to find that right fit. You know, if you don't understand Western culture, if you don't understand Native American, I mean, if you've had no experience with any of those things whatsoever, you know, or don't particularly care for those types of things, there are people in the world that don't particularly care for that cultural aspect either. You know, we have to be able to have those conversations. And not everybody reads, you know, they read there's this position and this is kind of what they do. But then when you start digging in a little bit about the community, they're like, wait, what are you talking about? You know, kind of thing. So we did, we opened it up. We got some local applications this time. Also some folks from out of town, and had some really good applicants and some awesome interviews that we were really excited about. So we're taking that next step, right? We're going to keep with this group. It looks like we'll probably be able to pick one out of this group rather than, you know, kind of closing this round and opening up yet another round type of thing. This position's been open for 6 months. It's also, you know, just for my poor little brain, I told my board, like, you know, I'm reaching my wit's end with it as well. In that, you know, at some point, you know, you can hold the strings together for a little while, but they are going to unravel. And I just don't want that to happen either. You know, I'm not able to put the time, energy, and effort into it much longer and give it the justice that it deserves and that it needs. You know, it's a really important aspect for the community. You know, myself and my staff have done a good job thus far. Kristen, you know, held on for a little while with us, did some contracting work from Arizona to, again, kind of help us navigate some of the things that weren't necessarily my day to day that are now my day to day. So that was very helpful. But, you know, so we're hopeful. We're very hopeful that we're going to find the right applicant and the person that can kind of step up into, you know, that role. Pat Beard did the job before, you know, that's, you know, he's a big personality. Then Kristen came in. She's a very big personality, and they just were so passionate and good at what they did. That also, you know, having those two people in there with that level of just energy, you know, and those kinds of things, that's tough to beat. We're never going to replace either one of them. But there's that person out there, you know, there's that person out there. And, you know, we kind of did a call to action when I was on the show last time, you know, please, community members, apply. Like, you don't have to be the tourism guru of all things, I'm more looking for that energy, that willingness to learn, and that passion and love for Pendleton. You know, you can teach a monkey brain surgery if you do it long enough. Like, I can train the right person. I would rather train the right person in personality than necessarily get the person that has all the bells and whistles but doesn't have that passion and that love. You can't fake that. And you can't kind of BS your way through that when you're talking to our stakeholders at those higher levels. So those were the things that were important to me. And that definitely came across in our applicants. So I'm excited. We'll see what happens.
And as you mentioned in this first segment, you know, we were talking about all the different things and how Get Wild in Pendleton has kind of changed it a little bit. You know, you got to have somebody that's able to, I guess, go with the flow.
Absolutely.
But also work with the community during these transitions and changes and this cross promotion. That's the word we used earlier in this program. And yeah, it's important to do that. Sherry, just in the 2 minutes or so we have left here, there are some other big events coming up. What do people need to know is regarding Jackalope Jamboree? And of course, Roundup is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, Roundup's coming up. We have one campsite that still has availability. Everything else is sold out. You know, again, great problem to have. We're just running out of real estate. You know, when we grew up rodeoing, we were just talking about this yesterday, the mayor and the city planner and I and Erica Patton. We had a pickup, an extended cab with a camper on the back and a 2-horse trailer. I mean, that's what we traveled in and just hundreds and thousands of miles. And now, I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's a 60-foot long trailer with a, you know, semi pulling it type of, we just do not have the real estate. And the RVs are just as bad. I mean, we have very few RVs that are under 30 foot. You know, you just, again, we went from 25 feet to 45 feet on average. So we're just sold out really because of real estate. So, you know, get smaller rigs. I don't know. You know, if you want your buddies to come with you or they're sleeping in a tent. I don't really know. Yeah, Jackalope's coming up. The Wild West Beer Fest coming up. You know, Jackalope's will be closing down the street, Main Street, Friday and Saturday night, which is so awesome. We're so excited about that. Bringing in some, you know, again, more live music, some things to do. So we're excited. I mean, everybody is just elevating their game and we're just excited to, you know, help in any way we can and elevate anybody that we can. And, you know, Pat and I talk all the time. You know, I tell Pat sometimes, you know, sometimes he's out front and I'm carrying the water, and sometimes I have to be out front and he's carrying the water. Like, it's just how Pendleton works. But, you know, we're excited to play whatever part we can play.
All right. Sherry Rosenberg, Chief Executive Officer, Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. Be sure to check out their website and on Facebook, PendletonChamber.com. And Sherry, we'll talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And don't forget all these events coming up. It's going to be a great summer, as it always is here in the city of Pendleton. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.